Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon. He's off, you know, improving the signals, saving the world, all those little things that are on his to-do list.
You guys, he gets enough calories every day.
Evan, it's so concerning the way that you're just so nonchalant about it.
No, there's nothing to worry about.
There's no leading information there. That's not.
But you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. But, you know, I play Monkey Wrench, Evan, because there's one person that's not too thrilled, I would believe, with the rise to frontrunner status for gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels. And that would be his competitor in the race, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. She essentially set up the 1848 Project right after leaving the position of Lieutenant Governor, being defeated in 2018. So about pretty quickly in 2019, she started running that nonprofit, I guess, if you want to be a generous categorization. But she ran this nonprofit for about three and a half years. Was raising money, recruiting a staff for it and everything. And then just magically, when she announced that she was running for governor, look, her entire campaign staff is there. It's weird how that worked out. But she's essentially been running this shadow campaign in waiting for the better part of the last 4 years, since losing in 2018. And she was presumed to be the front runner. She was presumed to be having a pretty easy time to receive the Republican nomination for governor this year, and Tim Michaels has come in and kind of stormed the stage and is now leading in the polls, and so we got some fundraising updates for quarter two, and then those campaign finance reports are coming out, and Rebecca Clayfish raised just over more than $3.6 million in the first half of 2022. Which I want to say Tim Michaels was spending almost roughly $1 million a week on his ad buys when he announced his candidacy. So Rebecca Clayfish, she was lauding it as one of the highest grossing fundraising totals for a non-incumbent governor. She put a ton of different disclaimers.
You got to put those
disclaimers
on.
Yeah,
there.
You got to put those disclaimers on there. It was a little smaller than the more than $10 million that incumbent governor Tony Evers announced that he had raised over the first half of the 2022 calendar year. And Evers, so far to date, I believe, has raised close to $20 million in his reelection bid. So about $10 million since the start of the year and another $10 million before that. And so I can understand the disclaimers the former lieutenant governor would want to put on those fundraising totals, but she's kind of up against a stacked deck then compared to where I think a year ago people would have seen this race kind of shaping up as a Clayfish-Evers showdown. But Tim Michaels is a millionaire in the race, can back pretty much self-fund himself to the governorship. And it's interesting as well, though, because again, one of those aspects of Tim Michaels, He wants to be a political outsider. That's what he claims he is. He's driving in his truck. He's on the construction site. He wants you to think he's real down to earth, and he's an outsider. But our friends over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign also have a story up. They did some reports with the fundraising campaign finance reports that come out and are public. But you find out that Tim Michaels, running for Wisconsin governor as an outsider, donated money to many insiders. And this is Scott Bauer over at the AP, which is also picked up by the Wisconsin State Journal. But Scott Bauer goes into the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's work showing that over the last decade, Tim Michaels has donated to a lot of political insiders. This story broke yesterday when I was on the air and we talked about it a little bit. But he's even donated to his competitor, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. And so he wants to be this political outsider. But records show, and this is reading from the Bauer piece over at the AP, over at the Wisconsin State Journal, that Michaels and his wife gave more than $200,000 to powerful Republicans and candidates for the past 12 years. His top GOP rival in the race, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and her political committees donated $130,000 over the same period. Michaels and his wife gave $207,650 to Republican and conservative candidates between 2010 and 2022. And his extended family gave $541,400 over that period. But the top beneficiary of donations from Michaels and his wife was former Governor Scott Walker. $58,000. Walker, as the governor, when former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish was Lieutenant Governor, has backed Clayfish in the race. But Tim Michaels' top donations recipient over the last 12 years is former Governor Walker. And so, I mean, he wants to be this outsider. He wants you to believe that that's his persona. And he's been right in there donating hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And there's laws against incest, too. This is an outrage.
That is not the same classification, Evan, but I see the witty point there. It's fascinating, though, as well, when you consider that Tim Michaels was essentially supporting Clayfish in this bid, in her bid, until he wasn't anymore. Until he was like, you know what, I'm going to go do this myself, and I'm going to run for governor. Before they were political rivals, Michaels even donated to Clayfish, giving her $1,000 in October of 2010, just before she and Walker were elected for the first time. But it seems like that might have been the only gift that he ever made to her. So, $58,000 to Scott Walker, and now running against Walker's heir apparent, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. I just find it fascinating that, you know, he wants to be the outsider, but he's definitely played the inside track. He's not being responsive on a lot of issues. He's skipping out on debates. But just look at the ads. Watch the ads. He's just driving his truck. And that's what he is. That's who he is. It's just a guy in a truck with a flannel on. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
They drove a dump truck full of money up to my house. I'm not made of stone.